You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast It's Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. And I'm talking about TNA Wrestling is returned. Yes, January 18th, TNA Wrestling. After a long time, TNA is back with his name. And TNA pay-per-view is coming, TNA Hard to Kill. Actually, the thing is, every fan was missing the TNA name. In my opinion, I have watched so many TNA matches. There are some TNA legends like Kurt Angle, Dixie Carter, Raven, Rhino, Jeff Jarrett, the NWO Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, Scott Steiner, Scott Hall, Booker T, Christian Cage, Awesome Kong, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, so many matches I saw. Even Impact Wrestling stars like Josh Alexander, PCO, was also here. But the main important thing it was that the main important thing is that TNA brand is the most hardcore and decorated tag team. It is the most hardcore and decorated wrestling entertainment in the history of sports entertainment. After this, WWE, I saw TNA, the second wrestling company. But the important thing is, I saw so many matches like Rob Van Dam, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, Dudley Boys, you could just say Team 3D. And I saw this match. CM Punk was also here in TNA, but he's not very popular at all in TNA. But yeah, I have seen some Japanese wrestlers like Shinsuke Nakamura also here, and Dean Ambrose also here, and even Cody Rhodes here with his wife. Also, and if I'm talking about that, Hiroshi Tanahashi, even I saw that. But the main important thing is there are some the hardcore matches, and the TNA has an original thing. It was that the six-sided ring, yes, the X Division Championship, the Knockouts Championship. You could just say each and every company has a women's title, but in TNA the women's title was changed to the Knockouts Championship. Eric Bischoff was also here this time. It's very interesting at all. And why this iconic name should bring these things, because the main event mafia, Samoa Joe also here, AJ Styles also here, Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, Nick Aldis, or you could just say Magnus. Those things have made some originality into the TNA wrestling. And the father named as Jerry Jarrett, the son of Jeff Jarrett. This company has created NWA TNA, and before it was started, NWA has brought the company named as Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, NWTNA, and after that, NWA split and TNA was here. And after that, TNA was running in a very long time, and after that, TNA Impact was also here. TNA Impact was shifted into Impact Wrestling, and this Impact Wrestling was also here. And even some tag team matches, mafias like LAX, Latino America Exchange, Aces and Eights, Mr. Anderson was also here. Because there are so many WWE wrestlers was came into TNA wrestling. And especially thing is the hardcore matches, the real wrestling matches. Even each and every wrestlers are still happy to come on WWE to TNA. It was the second competition in the second generation, third generation superstars. And why I'm talking more there? Because there are some originality here. And even this originality makes us a very wonderful things. And this TNA originals have a very long time records, including Al Snow also here. The Dixie Carter was also here. And even the chairman, Dixie Carter, she has a very beautiful role in his history. And she came in WWE for some interview regarding to Kurt Angle. And some wrestlers like Rikishi Fatu also came here. And Scott Amore was right now handling the chairman of the TNA. So I personally believe that TNA is a long time record. And there is something in most pay-per-views like TNA, Turning Breaking Point, Sacrifice, and many more pay-per-views impact TNA Hard to Kill. And TNA also here matches. And even Javier also brought the Global Force Wrestling. Right now, Global Force Wrestling was stopped. GFW. And the matches also. So Tommy Dreamer was also here in TNA. And they have made a wonderful decision. And I think then there are some female wrestlers like Gail Kim was also here. Victoria also here, and Madison Rain also here. So many matches, so many original wrestlers have played in TNA. So I personally believe that TNA wrestling, after the WWE, TNA wrestling is the greatest wrestling ever. But the official thing is, I don't like the Impact Wrestling name. It's okay, but it still exists. But I think TNA Wrestling should come back. It would be a best for business. Why I'm talking about? Because TNA has an original things. So there are some TNA matches like Bound for Glory, and the TNA matches like TNA Slammiversary, TNA Lockdown, Destination X, TNA Against All Odds, TNA Genesis, and some matches like TNA Turning Point was also here. And Just No Surrender, Justice, Final Resolution. They have some records was also here in TNA matches, and Hard Justice, Lockdown matches, Mick Foley versus Sting, and also here Victory Road, TNA. And the Bound for Glory was also here. So there are some pay-per-views of TNA. And TNA is launching its own new pay-per-view, is Payo Plastic new edition of TNA wrestling, and No Surrender is coming. So I believe that the No Surrender pay-per-view, it was the greatest thing ever. So this TNA wrestling has the greatest things ever. So this is the ending of the today's podcast. We will see you on the next podcast. Bye. I think it will be very short, but I think this TNA pay-per-view, it will be a running wild again. Okay.